Belief in creation, is it a menace to America?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the new book, How Could a Loving God Allow Suffering and Death? Well, Ken, that comment there was incredible. Did someone actually say that a belief in a six-day creation is a threat to America?
Since September 11, 2001, I've seen an increasing number of attacks on those who believe in Genesis, comparing them to radical Islamic fundamentalists. I recall the Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist Anthony Lewis. Now, in his final column for the New York Times, he took a parting shot at Christianity, and he wrote, quote, "Islamic fundamentalism, rejecting the rational processes of modernity, menaces the peace and security of many societies. But the phenomenon of religious fundamentalism is not to be found in Islam alone. Fundamentalist Christians in America, believing that the Bible story of creation is literal truth, question not only Darwin but the scientific method that has made contemporary civilization possible." End of quote. Now, why are Christians considered a menace? Because we threaten man's fallible theories of evolution and its billions of years. More than ever, God's people need to stand on God's word from the beginning. Rather than being the enemy, the Bible offers the only hope for the world.
One of our more fascinating free booklets is on the topic of astronomy and the Bible. It'll help you better stand on the authority of the Bible as you read what God's word says about our universe. The booklet's free at answersradio.com.